On the live line is Angela Ryan. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Happy to have you on the air with us. And you are the organizer of the Sonoma Valley Women's March this weekend, yes?
Yes, that's right. Saturday, January 20th at noon in the Sonoma Plaza.
Yeah. Now, okay, so there are efforts going on in Sebastopol and in Santa Rosa and, of course, in Sonoma, where the turnout last year was really huge.
Yeah, surprisingly huge. So, estimates of 3,000 people gathered in the Sonoma Plaza last year, and we're expecting as many this year.
Wow, it's amazing, don't you think? I mean, here we are a year later from what was really an enormous turnout nationwide, including here in Sonoma County for that particular day. Is it as important or more important this year?
I think it's more important. Last year, everybody turned out because it was something that they felt that they could do. And it was immediate reaction. It was sort of gut level. I need to be doing something. This year, it's even more important that we continue that momentum and that we can look back on 2017 and say, yeah, there were a lot of challenges, but we've also made a lot of progress. Tons of women running for elected office all over the country, women finding their voice in the Me Too movement.
That's for sure.
So we're here to continue doing that.
And so it's going to be at noon at the plaza in Sonoma?
That's right. So if everyone gathers at noon, we'll have a little bit of a rally, some speakers, and then we'll march the perimeter of the plaza and come back and have a little bit more remarks, prepared remarks, and then we'll have an open mic, some tables from local nonprofit and political organizations, and then there's actually a screening of a film called Kitchen Sink Revolution at the Sebastiani Theater at 2:30.
Oh, what's that about? Tell me about that movie.
So that movie is about the political revolution of women in Iceland in the 80s and how they sort of came together to find their political voice, make changes in Iceland society, and how successful they were. And so it's a documentary film. It's very short, but it sort of speaks to a lot of the issues that women in the United States and around the world are facing right now.
Don't
and
you think,
Iceland,
Angela,
yeah,
that we're very good in Sonoma County about finding our political voices?
Yeah, Sonoma County, we're lucky. We're very lucky to live here. And we have relationships with our elected officials. A lot of them are showing up to marches in Santa Rosa and Sonoma. So we interact with them. We also have people who feel like they are politically engaged. And we just want to encourage that and make sure that people know that they have a voice in politics, whether it's voting. We'll have voter registration tables. And then it's also running, encourage people to run
yeah.
for political office and find their own voice.
I think that somehow, even though obviously a year ago there was a lot of disappointment from women because Hillary Clinton was not elected president and not inaugurated at that same time. But because of everything that's happened in it, and you're including the Me Too movement, which I agree with, it seems more important than ever to have more women in office to avoid
right.
some of the stuff that goes on.
Yeah, exactly. If women were at the table, if women were in the rooms and the halls of power, equal to our representation in society, which is about 51%, I think we would see a lot less of the negative attitudes towards women, the negative behavior towards women, and I think we would see a lot more positive outcomes for our society if women were brought to the table in equal numbers.
And one of the things that was heartening a year ago, Angela, for a lot of people is that a lot of family members, a lot of men marched too in support
right.
of the whole concept.
Right. And that's great because we need men to be our allies 100% because we can, bring our ideas, but obviously they hold a lot of the power. I think now is a good time for men to listen to women's voices and to support them and lift them as much as they can wherever they have that opportunity. And so marching and helping, we have men involved in our organizing committee, and they're being great allies to us. And we expect to see a lot of men, fathers, husbands, partners, grandfathers, out at the march on Saturday.
Well, I think it's no doubt it's going to be well populated because that's just what we do around here. And so there are events going on, as I said, in Sebastopol, also in Santa Rosa at the square, and in Sonoma Valley at 10 a.m., excuse me, at noon. Right? Noon, high noon, yep. In the Sonoma high Plaza. Noon. You can't miss that.
Right. No, yeah. Right in the heart of town.
Yeah. And there were some beautiful pictures from all over Sonoma County, including right there on the plaza from last year. And no doubt there will be again this year. Angela, we'll remind people about this between now and Saturday. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, that's
Thank
Angela
you so much
Ryan.
For having me.
My pleasure. She is the organizer of the Sonoma Valley Women's March.